This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended the day at 559 and a quarter. That was down 3. December wheat ended at 568, down 3. March wheat ended at 576 and 3 quarter, down 2 and a quarter. September corn yesterday ended at 428 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter. December corn ended at 439, down 2. And March corn ended at 449 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter. August soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1017 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarter. September beans ended at 10.08 and a quarter, down 2. November beans ended at 10.08 and 3 quarter, down 2 and a quarter. August soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $363, down 60. September meal, $354.90, down 70. And October meal ended the day at $349.50. That was down $1.20. August soybean oil yesterday ended at $31.58, up 12. September oil ended at $31.67, up 13. October oil ended at $31.71, up a dime. And September oats yesterday ended at $257.50. That was up 1.25. December oats ended at $269.25, up 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mostly lower on Thursday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, Country Grain yields put at shell corn bids steady at 390 to 407, while soybean bids were down 9 to 12 cents at 981 to 1022. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 394 to 415, and soybean bids were mostly 6 cents lower at 992 to 1031. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 398 to 422, soybean bids down 4 to 9 cents at 1004 to 1029, and the wheat bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at 468 up to 502. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents lower at 1049 to 1059, basis steady, a range from 30 to 40 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $378.60 to $391.60 per ton. That's up $1.40, with basis steady at 15 to 28 over the August. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were a penny higher at 414 to 431, with basis steady at 16 under to 1 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 3 cents lower at 412 to 418, basis steady to 3 cents lower at 18 under to 12 under September. Soybeans ended down 6 to 9 cents at 1019 to 1028, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at option to 9 over the August. And wheat prices on Thursday along the Illinois River ended 14 to 22 cents lower at 477 to 480, with basis down 10 to 17 at 85 under to 82 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids a penny lower at 434 to 435. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 cents with quotations at 1048 to 1049. Soft wheat closed mixed at 512 to 517, and Milo ended down a 9 to 10 at 470 to 471. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.99 up to $4.16. New crop soybean bids at $9.41 to $9.78. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.02 to $4.16. New crop soybean bids at $9.70 up to $9.89. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from $3.98 to $4.16. And the new crop soybean bids range from $9.55 up to $9.81. That completes our Country Grain Report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. August hogs ended the day at $76, up 70. October hogs ended at $64.52, down 45. December hogs ended at $61.57, up 7. August cattle yesterday ended the day at $146.50, down 52. October cattle ended at 149.42, down 80. December cattle ended at 151.40, down 87. August feeder cattle yesterday ending the day at 214.47, down 85. September feeders 212.47, down $1.15. And October feeders ended the day at 210.27, down $1.35. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations were a 200-pound pork carcass traded 70 cents lower in the range of $68 to $77.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.59. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 37 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $49 to $53. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,458 head. And now the recap from Greenville Livestock Auction Sheep and Goat Sale. They had receipts of 141 head, starting with the choice lambs. 50 weights were 162.50 to 195. 70 weights were bringing 155 to 172.50. Feeder lambs, small twos, 40 weights were bringing 159 to 163. Slaughter kids, selection one, 50 weights were bringing 255. And feeder kids, selection twos, average 28 pounds, brought 125 to 145. Now moving over to real livestock auction at Congerville, they had receipts of 179 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 143.50 to 153.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 136 to 137.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 146 to 152.50. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were 127 to 136.50. Breakers were 110 to 118.50. Boners were 107.50 to 114. And leans were 93 to 99.50 with some high dressing at 105.50 to 110.50. Slaughter bulls under 1,400 pounds were 136 to 140, and 1,700 pound bulls and up were 140 to 148. Now back to Greenville for the cattle auction. They had receipts of 406 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 150. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137. Choice slaughter heifers, 148 to 150. And on, they also had some feeders there. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weights, 216 to 220. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, five weights, 201. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, four weights were 200 to 230, 5 weights were 140 to 180, and 6 weights were 139 to 190. On to feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 207 to 229. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 270 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $82.65. And that was 10 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $233.95, that was 99 cents lower, with select carcasses at $230.82, that was $2.89 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 111,000 last week, and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, That compared to 416,000 last week and 394,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Friday, July 17th. This is John Michael Marty. What do you give for them? Well, that's how the auctioneers say. Illinois auctioneer Andrew McDowell finished fourth recently in the International Livestock Auctioneer Championship that was held in conjunction with the Calgary Stampede in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. A lot of us know Alvy and Andrew for their work down at the Greenville Livestock Auction. Andrew was one of 28 entries from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The prelims were held last Friday at the Old Livestock Market at Olds, Alberta, with the top 10 qualifiers competing at the Stampede on last Saturday. McDowell sells the weekly livestock auction at Greenville Livestock, located just south of I-70 there on 127. Andrew McDowell finished fourth in the International Livestock Auctioneer Championship. Congratulations to you, Andrew. I've heard you do a heck of a job. Jersey County Fair is going on this week, among other events, but one of the things that the fair in Jersey County is doing, Farm Bureau Young Leaders are hosting a canned food drive for the county food pantries throughout this year's fair. If you are heading over to the Jersey County Fair, you might want to take a bag of maybe a couple of cans of food. Donations of canned goods can be placed in the bed of the Camo Harvest for All utility vehicle that's parked in the exhibition shed behind the grandstand. The Farm Bureau Young Leaders thank you in advance if you can help them out. Helps ensure all Jersey County families have food on the table this summer. But that food drive is being run by the Farm Bureau Young Leaders of Jersey County during the Jersey County Fair this week. Corn farmers from Illinois, U.S. Senator Mark Kirk and U.S. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth joined hundreds of others yesterday at a rally on Capitol Hill, telling the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to follow Congress's intent on the renewable fuel standard. They had a rally for rural America, basically giving the EPA one message, and that's to leave the RFS alone. That renewable fuel standard shouldn't be changed. We're telling the EPA hands off the RFS. That, according to Kenneth Hartman Jr., a family farmer from Waterloo who serves as the Illinois Corn Growers Association president. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed cutting the RFS for corn ethanol by 3.75 billion gallons through 2016. That represents nearly 1.5 billion bushels in lost corn demand. And we've been talking about this since it first came up. Illinois farmers export more than a billion bushels of corn annually. And that's, according to Senator Kirk, that's why he supported them on trade and will continue to support them in the fight for a fair renewable fuel standard. Now, here's some numbers that are a little bit, they're frightening. As Senator Kirk illustrated, the EPA's proposed cuts would be the equivalent of Illinois corn farmers losing their entire export market. USDA forecasts the total cost of growing corn to be about $674 an acre in 2015, $682 an acre in 2016. And for 2015, with an estimated yield of just under 167 bushels an acre, that puts the cost of production at about $404 per bushel. U of I ag economists are estimating that for the average 1,500-acre grain farm in central Illinois, net income is projected at just $7,450 in 2015, down some $96,000 from 2014. By reducing the RVO numbers and the associated corn demand by nearly 1.5 billion bushels, the EPA proposal will negatively impact the price of corn, driving it below the cost of production and driving farm income perilously low. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth said that the RFS is important from a national security perspective. American investors and consumers at the gas pump are better off supporting American jobs and access to clean, secure American energy rather than Middle Eastern oil. As a veteran and a member of the House Armed Services Committee, according to Duckworth, she sees renewable homegrown fuel as not only critical for the environment, but also as a national security imperative. The renewable fuel standard is real. State of Missouri did something maybe Illinois should follow suit on. State of Missouri filed suit against the USDA on Wednesday. Farmers get enough headaches from Mother Nature without any more from Uncle Sam, Governor Jay Nixon said. Nixon said a lawsuit is in order to block the USDA from enforcing its crop acreage reporting deadline. Now, this makes a lot of sense. The governor filed a request with the USDA, but learned Tuesday that the request was denied, therefore the lawsuit. The governor's office said recent severe weather and flooding has set farmers back. We all know that. About 60% of the producers have not been able to report their acreage. Now, the heavy rainfall and flooding recently experienced in Missouri makes it impossible for the majority of Missouri producers to meet the current deadlines. A simple extension is a reasonable request, and its denial by the USDA makes no sense. That's why I've asked General Koster to take action to prevent the federal government from enforcing this unreasonable deadline that would hurt the majority of Missouri's farmers and our number one industry. That's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two in just a moment. Welcome back to part two of the farm show. This is John Michael Marty. 4C Winery had a chance last night to show off up at the Illinois Products Farmers Market at the state fairgrounds up in the shed down from the dairy building. The Illinois Products Farmers Market takes place every Thursday at the fairgrounds, and last night was 4C's first opportunity to be part of that. The report was they sold a lot of wine and made a lot of friends up there. So congratulations to Gary and Diane. They deserve that. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, Hillsboro's 20th Annual Old Time Tractor Show takes place the 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park in Hillsboro. Couple of days of a lot of fun with shade trees and parking for you. Registration from 9 to 11. The games start at 1. There's some really cool, neat pedal tractor races. They've got antique cars, antique tractors, antique lawnmowers. Quite a bit to look at, quite a bit to enjoy, and a lot of fun. They'll have breakfast and lunch served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. And the pedal tractor raffle, they're giving away a couple of cute pedal tractors, a pink one and a red one, a pink Farm All and a red International. How about that? The proceeds from that raffle go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, if for no other reason than to help out that tremendous organization. Might be a good place to stop by and maybe drop a couple bucks on the pedal tractors. For more information, you can contact Andy Theriak at 534-2414. You can call Judy Probst at 538-2054 or Jim Langheim 710-1514 or Arlen Kasten 341-8690. Had a nice visit with Andy Kasten and Judy and Andy during the farm show yesterday, and they talked a lot about what this all entailed. It's been going on for 20 years, and it seems to get bigger all the time, and the kids and the adults both have a really good time. All right, back to some farm news. China's ban on poultry imports from the United States, where flocks have been ravaged by bird flu, could give Brazilian farmers a foot in the door of the biggest import market, literally. It's chicken feet the Chinese are especially keen on, a popular side dish. They'll pay as much for the breast. They'll pay as much for the chicken feet as they will for the breast. A delegation from China's quarantine office in Beijing left Brazil earlier this month after a 10-day mission to inspect potential new meat suppliers in four states, the Brazilian Trade and Investment Promotion Agency said. Brazil already supplies about half of China's broiler meat imports. Export approval for 7 extra packing plants could push chicken meat sales to China to 800 million from 518 million last year. The trade group known as APEX said for U.S. farmers, that could cut into their most lucrative overseas market for chicken feet. There's no country in the world that consumes as much chicken feet as China or that pays the prices China does, said Reni Eduardo Girardi, industrial manager at CVAIL. The agribusiness cooperative will ship 15,340 tons of chicken meat to China this year, accounting for a quarter of its chicken meat exports. So, chicken feet, chicken breasts to the Chinese, they're both pretty much the same. Okay. Well, again, don't forget the old-time tractor show this weekend, and also, if you're going to the Jersey County Fair, don't forget to maybe take a couple of cans of food to drop off in that utility vehicle behind the grandstand to help out the food banks throughout Jersey County. That's our farm show for Friday. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. This is John Michael Marty.